The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I have in my hand a publication, a new book, which has been written about management of people at the two different sides of the pandemic and how COVID-19 has changed the management of people and a new approach to managing people and managing teams post-pandemic. The author is Dr. Monica Murphy, who joins me. I will, by the way, speak to Bernie later. So we'll hear that after. But Dr. Monica Murphy is the author of this book. It's an unusual title, Monica, The Manager's Handbook for a New World of Work. Your premise being that COVID has and must change the way we work and manage. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ, and thank you for having me. So the book, I suppose, I started it before COVID in the work that I do in my business. For the last 11 years, I've been designing and delivering sort of training, support, coaching interventions for organizations and their teams and their staff. So there were certain patterns sort of emerging already, I think, pre-COVID in terms of people's prioritizing their flexibility, wanting more focus on wellness at work, really not being prepared, I suppose, to sacrifice their personal well-being any longer for a job. And I think the great resignation was beginning before COVID anyway. And then COVID just sped everything up and people had time to reflect on how they're living their lives, how they're spending their time, why they were so stressed, the impact on their families, the impacts on their relationships. And I think that's partly what's causing this massive staff shortage that we see currently. So anyway, I began to write the book pre-COVID, as I say, and then it was lucky for me because my work would have taken me traveling a lot. And so then I was kind of grounded and I got to focus on the writing and getting it committed to paper as such. But as I was writing it, obviously, I was looking at trends emerging in terms of how people are managed and will be managed in the future.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's some key changes emerging that people can see already.
Yeah. One observation, just in my own particular circle, is that the pandemic has taught us to grasp again and value our work-life balance. And a lot of people have discovered that during the last number of years and said, well, they'll be damned if they let that go for a job again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, the last 100 years of command and control and you do what the boss tells you and the boss says jump and you say how high and work is absolute king and queen and we all serve it. That's gone. And if it's not gone, whoever's listening in, it's going. And us as employers, and I'm an employer myself, we need to realize that very quickly. And then the managers in our organizations, and this is kind of the title of the book, is The Manager's Handbook, because I believe that managers kind of get a raw deal. You know, there's a lot of titles about leadership and a lot of studies on leadership, whereas managers are those middle people in an organization who literally hold the whole thing together. They've got to make sure there's enough staff on the rota. They've got to make sure that the customers are served, that the orders are sent out. And then the leaders are the people who, you know, strategize and obviously come up with very good ideas and visions and manage the financials. But this book is specifically for managers who are being handed this complete challenge of how do I do this? How do I manage a team where half of them are at home and half of them are in the office? You know, so it's really to give them a support tool, and it's written, and I'm glad you've received it. It's a handbook, so you can write on it, you can squiggle on it, you can reflect on your own management style. This is the start of something completely new for all of us. So it's just my sort of seven chapters on how you can get started. And just to draw listeners' attention to chapter two in particular, they are not your people.
That's exactly where I was going to go with you, Monica, because they are not your people. What do you mean by that?
Well, over the last 11 years, and even before that, when I worked in large multinational organizations, it's not unusual to hear leaders and managers referring to staff as my team, my people. They work for me, they work under me, they report into me. And people don't appreciate that anymore. People are their own bosses. They're their own people. They have their own ideas, their own visions. Obviously, they can be part of an organization and can help to meet the objectives of it. But the idea that you belong to an organization for 20, 30, 40 years of your life is gone. And the sooner we get to grips with that, the better. If we have somebody now who contributes to our business for 2, 3, 4 years, that's good. And so it's just kind of to remind managers that, and indeed our business owners, the staff are not your people. They do not belong to you. They never were. So, somebody has to do is come in with their letter of resignation and the game's over. So really the rest of the handbook is about how you motivate, engage, build trust, accountability, so that those things don't happen, or at least you build longer, better, more two-way relationships with your team.
How we communicate, you say, is changing. How management or leaders must communicate. The days of just issuing an order and people blindly following it are gone.
Yeah, and I think it's refreshing to see people questioning things. Now, obviously, there's a balance to how much people would push back or question, but generally, it's a good thing on teams and in organizations where people have the ability, it's called psychological safety, that they are safe to ask questions about how we're doing things. Could we do things differently? Could we do things better? So the communication, and we have a course actually being issued today on digital leadership and literacy, because in the last 2 years, specifically when we've been working with managers, I'm finding a trend that there's a bit of fear around digital literacy. And what I mean by that is the ability to use Zoom and not just to click on a link and join. I'm talking about really leading the way with Zoom, which managers are going to have to do with Microsoft Teams, with all the other platforms, to be able to get a good engaging meeting going, to be able to, you know, really use those platforms to the best of their ability. And a lot of managers, I find, you know, they want people back in the office. And when you ask them why, they say, because I can see them, we can share ideas, we can. And there is a certain amount of that. There's physical exchange of ideas. But it's certainly not the full story. I think the other part of the story is fear, that managers and sometimes leaders, they're not fully as literate with technology as they might be.
Is there an amount, though, Monica, is there an amount of, for want of a better term, control freakery? As in, why do you want to do your job at home 3 days a week and be in here just 2 days? Why can't you be in here 5 days? And to which the response is, but you give me tasks to complete. They're completed. What does it matter if I'm doing them on the moon?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where I think the great, you know, shift is coming in management that we're going to have to get to grips with. And it is scary. You know, we're coming from a model that's over 100 years old where we can see people, they show up physically somewhere. And we can see them. But the truth of it is, I think, PJ, like a lot of people weren't fully productive in work for those 5 days a week from the 9 to 5. So, you know, why not let people sort of batch their productivity into shorter spurts of time or whatever works for them, and let them be at the school gates to pick up their kids, or let them be cooking their dinner or whatever, ringing in a wash or putting out something or visiting a family member at lunchtime. You know, there's wins in this for all of us. Yeah. If we can kind of set aside some of our own pre-cooked expectations of what it means to be at work.
I've talked a lot about what I call, and I think a lot, I spoke to the director of Shopify. You'll have heard of them. I'm a big fan myself of task-based working. And what I mean by that is, Monica, In my day, I have, let's say, I have 8 tasks to complete.
Sure.
And if I can complete those 8 tasks in between running to the school, in between taking a walk with my dog, and maybe if I can get them all done by 4 and not 5, then that should be perfectly fine.
Absolutely, 100% agree. And I'll tell you, PJ, part of the reason I left work and started my own business was I felt my time wasn't my own. I was 32 years of age. I had to ask permission for 3 or 4 people to go to the bank to do some personal business. And I just thought, no, I've had enough of this. I'm 32. I'm a good worker. I'm trustworthy. I'm not on the DOS. And yet I have to jump through all these hoops to get permission to go. That day is over. You're just not going to get staff if they're, because I'll give you one example. I'm working with a client in the UK. I'm trying to help them recruit some senior people. And they got some really good CVs in. And the HR person made, you know, initial calls to them just to kind of suss them out and see if they'd come in for interview. And when I spoke to her a couple of days later, she said all but one of them had pulled out, had, you know, kind of taken their CVs off the table. And I was really surprised because it was a really good job, really good pay and everything. And I said, God, what was the reason for that? And she said, they all asked, was there any opportunity for flexible working or remote working? Mm. And, the senior leader, the owner of the business ultimately had said, no, they wanted the person in the office 5 days a week. And everybody pulled out, bar one person who subsequently pulled out as well. So it is the employer is in charge here. So I guess the handbook is just kind of a little support document to say to the managers, look, don't panic. Mm. You know, there is ways around this.
How to be a better boss is a simplification of the title, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I should have consulted you in advance. I suppose the reason for the handbook was that I read a lot, and what bothers me about some books is that they flip up in your face. You know, when you're reading, you're trying to have your cornflakes or everything, and they kind of flip back up in your face. Whereas this is a handbook, so you can actually, you know, you can carry it, you can write on it, you can scribble on it. It's that sort of design,
and then it's very easy to read and very easy to get through it. And
well, thank you.
You know, it really is, and a lot of sense in it too.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I've just managed to get it into two bookshops last week. So the Middleton Books in Middleton stock have a couple of copies, and as do Fromoy Books in Fromoy. And then it's available on our website, www.moneeredevelopmentservices.com.
M-O-N. So, okay, great. I will mention that again as to where it is. And is it available as an e-book?
It is, yeah. It's available as an ebook as well. We can send it. We have it actually on the website as well, so it can be downloaded from there either, whichever suits people. And look, thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. I hope it's of use to people. You know, there's a lot of this stuff coming from America and Europe, and I think we have a good handle on it here ourselves in Ireland. Mm. So it's nice to, you know, it has an Irish perspective to it. You'll see some references in there to Irish culture as opposed to the usual baseball that we find. Yeah. It's more like you're more likely to see a reference to GAA games or to our own culture here in Ireland. So I hope people appreciate it, and I hope they enjoy it.
Excellent. Listen, thank you very much. Good to speak with you, and good luck with the book. That's Dr. Monica Murphy, the author of a book called The Manager's Handbook for a New World of Work, which, as I said, she could also subtitle How to Be a Better Boss. But the idea that in 2022, that if you're trying to hire someone and they say, well, the job could be done from home a bit, so I'd like to do it from home a bit. And if you're going to say, no, that's not going to happen, I need you in the office 5 days a week, then you're not going to get that person. And the work-life balance, I don't know about you, if you have any thoughts on it, I'd love to hear from you. Did your work-life balance become...
Cork's 96 FM.